All right, so going global. Huh. I know for me, thinking about international Amazon FBA, it feels like a whole other dimension. It's not just language barriers, but all of a sudden it's customs and regulations and customer expectations. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah, it can feel pretty overwhelming. It's true. But here's the thing. Ignoring the global market, that's potentially a huge EE chunk, and we're talking like $6.3 trillion e-commerce pie here that you're just leaving on the table.
Okay,
Trillions.
trillions definitely got my attention. But where do we even begin to unpack all of that, this global opportunity?
That's where this guide comes in. How to sell internationally with FBA. 10 steps. It's like our roadmap for today.
All right, love a good roadmap. I did take a peek at the guide, and it really emphasizes that this isn't just about translating your listings and crossing your fingers.
Right, like hoping for the best. It's about strategy. It's about understanding the why behind each step so you can position yourself for success from the get-go. For instance, step one is market research. But it's not just about, is there demand for my product? It's
It's got to be deeper than that, Rick.
way deeper.
Like this comparison table they have in the guide,
Yeah.
Germany, Japan, Canada, Australia. I was fascinated.
Interesting mix.
Right. You'd think those markets would be kind of similar, but wow.
Totally different ball game.
Totally. Like they were talking about packaging
Oh,
and
yeah.
how in Japan, that can make or break you.
Huge. While you might not think twice about it in some markets, the guide highlights how crucial packaging aesthetics are to Japanese consumers. It's about like really tapping into their cultural appreciation for quality and presentation. It's a thing.
Like gift-giving culture on a whole other level, even for everyday purchases.
Yeah.
Wild. Then what really surprised me, though, was Australia. Their biosecurity rules intense. The guide was saying even something like a simple wooden toy has to go through all these hoops.
Which is exactly why targeted research is key. It ties into their point about low competition in a market not always being a good thing. Sure, it sounds great, less competition,
Easy win.
but it could actually be a red flag signaling low demand, or like in Australia's case, those really strict regulations that weed out sellers who aren't prepared.
So it's about finding the right market for your product, not just an easy market, which makes sense, but how often do we actually like really think about it that deeply? Then speaking of the right fit, there's choosing your Amazon marketplace. Honestly, the example they used made me laugh. Trainers versus sneakers.
Oh, I know, right? Seems so obvious, but it highlights such a huge E point. Even if you're targeting a country where English is widely spoken, UK, Canada, you need to talk like the locals talk, or you're not going to connect.
It's about speaking their language,
Yeah.
literally and figuratively, which the guide like really hammers home when it comes to product listing.
Oh, for sure. They go beyond just translation and into cultural sensitivity, which, let me tell you, that can make or break your
Oh,
listing.
I believe it.
It's huge. Take colors, for example. In your marketing, using white might seem harmless enough.
Clean, simple.
Exactly. But in some cultures, that's associated with mourning, not exactly the vibe you want for your product launch.
Oh no, talk about a facepalm moment. Imagine putting all that work into a listing only to turn off half your potential customers because of a color choice.
It happens. That's why we're doing this deep dive, right?
Uncovering those pitfalls.
Yep.
So, okay, we've nailed down our target market. We're speaking the right language. What about the big question? Pricing.
This is where it gets really interesting because it's not as simple as just slapping a markup on there and calling it good. The guide really digs into understanding like your entire cost breakdown, currency exchange rates, shipping,
Oh, yeah.
import duties, don't forget those,
Right.
and then of course VAT.
VAT. It's like every country's got their own version, and good luck figuring them all out.
Well, the guide actually uses the UK as a really good example. They point out that 20% VAT, that can take a huge e-bite out of your profits if you're not,
Prepared.
prepared.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then they take it even further, which I thought was really cool, into strategic pricing models, like psychological pricing, that whole 0.99 thing.
Totally, but it works, right?
Right.
Like our brains see 1999 and think, ooh, almost $20.
Practically 20 bucks.
Not $30. But the guide was saying that doesn't always translate across cultures, which I thought was fascinating.
Exactly. It comes back to that cultural understanding again, right? What works in one market might completely bomb in another. And that goes beyond just pricing, too. One of the biggest decisions you'll make going global is how you're going to manage your inventory.
Okay, yeah. That's a big one. Ship everything from your home country or go local.
I'll admit, this part had me feeling a little overwhelmed until I got to the section on Amazon's multi-country inventory, MCI.
Game changer, potentially. storing inventory strategically in multiple countries. Genius.
It's like setting up your inventory like a chessboard.
I love that.
Right. Each piece strategically placed to, you know, win specific markets. You get the benefits of faster shipping, happier customers, but you're not breaking the bank on upfront costs.
Right. It's a balance.
It is a balance. But even with all that, managing international logistics, that's a lot for anyone to handle, even like seasoned FBA sellers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was like, okay, this is where I'd call in the experts, which, and I love this, the guide's on the same page. They bring up the idea of a 3PL, third-party logistics provider.
Smart move.
Right. They even gave a specific example, e-fulfillment service. They're U.S.-based. So let's say you're a U.K. seller targeting the U.S. market. Instead of trying to navigate all the customs and FBA prep yourself.
You've got this whole team handling it for you.
It's huge. It's like having a team of like international shipping ninjas on your side, making sure your products not only get where they need to go, but that they meet all the right, you know, requirements.
Oh, yeah.
It's key.
Speaking of requirements, we can't forget the legal stuff. International regulations.
Right. That's where a lot of sellers, you know, they hit a wall.
It can feel like a maze.
It totally is. But the guide actually does a really good job of breaking it down.
Oh, good.
With really relatable examples. Like, remember that point about Australia's crazy biosecurity rules?
Yeah.
Well, they also highlight CE marking.
Okay.
For toys sold in the EU. It's one little detail that can have huge EE consequences if you overlook it. Imagine shipment of toys held up at customs because of a missing sticker. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it just reinforces that point that the guide makes so well, which is going global, it takes attention to detail.
It does.
Like, it's not enough to know the rules in general. You need to know the specifics for your product in that market.
Absolutely.
It's huge.
So we've tackled logistics, legal stuff, but what about the human element? Customer service. I mean, it's crucial for any business, but globally.
Yeah.
Whole other ballgame.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's not just about having like a translated FAQ page on your website. Remember that anecdote in the guide about the seller who learned the hard way that if you're selling in Germany, you need German-speaking customer support? It makes sense, though. Imagine having an issue with something and trying to explain it in your like terrible second language. So frustrating. But then you layer in returns and it gets even more complicated. Totally. The guide, I think they make a really good point about having a clear return policy that's easy to understand, that takes into account international shipping. They even suggest, like, consider prepaid return labels just to make it easier on people.
Smart.
Right.
As those little touches that can make all the difference.
Totally, especially with international orders.
Yeah. Happy customers, positive reviews. And that's gold, right?
That's the name of the game.
But how do we ensure those keep rolling in? It's about knowing your customers.
Yeah.
Right? Like what they're saying, what's working, what's not, and being flexible. And thankfully, this guide does not disappoint. They bring up data.
Yeah. Data is king.
Right.
That final step. It's all about using that data, that gold mine that you have, to see how you're doing, where you can tweak things.
Yeah.
Because going global, it's not set it and forget it. It's constantly, you're learning, you're iterating, you're optimizing those strategies based on what the data is telling you.
Like fine-tuning a machine, except the machine is your global business and the oil is, well, data. It's data.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, they really emphasize that constant optimization, you know, to really make it work long term.
And it makes sense, right? The world's constantly changing. The global marketplace is changing. So your strategy have to as well. They even recommend, you know, utilizing tools like Helium 10 to gather those insights.
Right.
Tracking those sales metrics, the feedback you're getting, even, you know, doing a little competitive analysis, if you will.
A little competitive spying.
A little bit. Why not? See what's working for others. But what really resonated with me, and I think it's a great point for everyone listening to consider, is that last question the guide asks. They say, out of all the markets, Germany, Japan, Canada, Australia, which one feels most intriguing to you and why?
Ooh, good question.
Right. It's not a one size fits all, right?
No.
It's about what works for your product, your goals, your comfort level. Maybe it is that familiarity of Canada, or maybe you're like, I want to crack the Japanese market.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as you continue your own deep dive into the world of international Amazon FBA.
Because it's a whole world out there.
It is. Think about that question. Where's the potential for your business? Which market is calling your name?
Right. Because within those insights, those nuances, even those hurdles, that's where those success stories are just waiting to be written.
I love it. All right, everyone. Go write those success stories.